As recently as last week, food security experts were reluctant to call the situation in East Africa a famine. With today's formal declaration by the United Nations, that's no longer the case. The world's Ritu Chatterjee explains what's behind the change in terminology.
Food security experts don't use the word famine casually. To them, it's a precise scientific term. Chris Hilberner is an advisor to the U.S. Famine Early Warning Systems Network, or FUSENET. He says there are three pieces of evidence that are needed in order to make a declaration of famine. The first is a severe scarcity of food.
We have to have evidence that 20% or more of the population has extremely limited access to food and very little ability to cope with those food deficits.
The second piece of evidence is a high level of malnutrition. To be a famine, at least 30% of children aged 5 and below have to be severely malnourished. And Hilberner says the third piece of evidence is a high death rate.
The death rate that applies to the entire population has to be higher than 2 per 10,000 per day.
That's 4 times the average death rate in a food-secure population. Hilberner says that earlier this year, FUSENET had warned the international community that the situation in parts of Somalia might be headed towards a famine.
By the time we got to May and June, the information we had on food access and malnutrition had crossed the famine threshold.
But they couldn't declare a famine until they had the third piece of the puzzle, the overall death rate. That information was collected by the United Nations starting early this month. Grania Maloney is the chief technical advisor at the United Nations Food Security and Nutrition Analysis Unit for Somalia. She and her team have spent the past week analyzing those numbers.
And as they started to come in, it was very clear what we were seeing.
The death rates in two parts of southern Somalia, Lower Shabelle and southern Bakaal, had not only reached the famine threshold, but exceeded it.
In Bakaal, the death rate is 2.2, and in Lower Shabelle, there were two surveys. One of the death rates was 4 and the other death rate was 6.
That's 6 deaths per 10,000 people per day. Add that up and you get tens of thousands of people who have already died between April and June of this year. The latest data on malnutrition reveal levels far above the famine threshold of 30%. In some parts of southern Somalia, Maloney says malnutrition levels are as high as 40 and 50%.
And these are really shocking. These have not been seen in this part of the world in 20 years.
It was 2 decades ago when Somalia last experienced a famine, and it's likely that this year's famine will still grow worse. Maloney predicts that within the next couple of months, all of southern Somalia will experience a famine.
It's absolutely certain that people will start dying at a very high rate.
But it's still possible to save thousands of lives, she says. That is, if the international community can scale up aid efforts in the region. For the world, I'm Ritu Chatterjee.
You can see a map of the region suffering from famine and share your thoughts on the crisis at theworld.org.